0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 130,831. Bat 5. Bulletin. Tropical Storm Echo Beto Advisory Number 7. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 5 a.m. AST Tuesday, August 13, 2024. Center of Echo Beto near Guadalupe in the Leeward Islands. Summary of 5 a.m. AST 9 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 16.2 North 61.3 West. About 10 miles, 15 kilometers southeast, of Guadalupe. About 350 miles, 565 kilometers east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Maximum sustained winds 40 miles per hour, 65 kilometers per hour. Present movement west, or 280 degrees at 20 miles per hour, 31 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 1007 millibar, 29.74 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A tropical storm warning is in effect for St. Kitts, Nevis, Montserrat, Antigua, Barbuda, and Anguilla. Guadalupe. St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. St. Martin. British Virgin Islands. U.S. Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico. Vieques. Culebra. A tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area within 36 hours. Interests elsewhere in the northeastern Caribbean should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. For storm information specific to your area in the United States, including possible inland watches and warnings, please monitor products issued by your local National Weather Service Forecast Office. For storm information specific to your area outside of the United States, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and Outlook. At 5 a.m. AST, 9 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Tropical Storm Echo Beto was located near latitude 16.2 north, longitude 61.3 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the west near 20 miles per hour, 31 kilometers per hour. A west-northwestward motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected during the next day or so. On the forecast track, Echo Beto is expected to move across portions of the Leeward Islands this morning and near or over the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico by this evening. After passing Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, Echo Beto is forecast to turn northward over the western Atlantic. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour, 65 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is expected during the next few days, and Echo Beto could reach hurricane strength by Thursday over the waters north of the Greater Antilles. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 70 miles, 110 kilometers, from the center. St. Barthélemy recently reported a wind gust of 53 miles per hour, 85 kilometers per hour. The estimated minimum central pressure based on surface observations in the Leeward Islands is 1007 millibar, 29.74 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadcdat5.shtml. Rainfall. Tropical storm Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 6 inches over portions of the Leeward and Virgin Islands. For Puerto Rico, 3 to 6 inches of rainfall, with maximum amounts of 10 inches, is expected. For a complete depiction of forecast rainfall associated with Tropical Storm Echo Beto, please see the National Weather Service Storm Total Rainfall Graphic, available at hurricanes.gov/graphics_at5.shtml? Rain QPF. Elsewhere in the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Echo Beto is expected to produce the following rain accumulations through Friday morning, Windward Islands. 1 to 4 inches eastern Hispaniola. 2 to 4 inches wind, tropical storm conditions are expected in the warning area for the Leeward Islands beginning during the next few hours. Tropical storm conditions are expected to begin spreading over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico by this evening. Storm surge. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above ground level for the eastern coast of Puerto Rico from San Juan to Guayama, including the islands of Culebra and Vieques and in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above normal tide levels in the British Virgin Islands. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Surf. Swells generated by Ecobedo will likely begin to affect portions of the Leeward Islands beginning in the next several hours. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office. Next advisory. Next intermediate advisory at 8 a.m. AST. Next complete advisory at 11 a.m. AST. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Bevan.